This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So a presidential candidate from Mexico has just announced that all Mexicans should flood into the United States because he says it is a human right for everybody south of the border to flood into America, you know, United States of America. He says it's a human right. This is extraordinary, and he promises that if he becomes president, he will become complicit in this. He will aid in the mass invasion of the United States of America, and that's really what it has to be called at this point. We need to come to grips with reality. We are being invaded. We are under attack. Our national sovereignty is under attack from within and also outside, from outside vectors. From within, it's the Democrats. They want to dismantle all border security. They want the United States to be invaded. They want a human tidal wave of tens of millions of Mexicans and Hondurans and Guatemalans and everybody from Central and South America to come flooding into the United States, because they know that most of those people will vote for socialist policies, because socialism is what rules those countries for the most part. I know, I've lived in South America. I was a resident of Ecuador. I've seen socialism in action. And many people in Central and South America live in poverty. Many people want handouts from the government, and they're willing to vote for socialism because they think that they should be given freebies by the government. And their culture is used to that. Their culture sort of expects the government to give them, you know, free food or food vouchers or food subsidies or gas subsidies, for talking about cooking gas, for example. In much of South America, you don't just turn on a stove, you don't have natural gas piped in. You have cooking gas, you go pick it up in canisters, you know, like propane. Again, I know this because I live there. I've seen it all firsthand. But people in elections there, I remember watching elections in Ecuador where the local elections would be run by people who would just give out free meals, free food. They would have like a Coke, because they all love drinking soda, by the way. They would have a Coke, and they would have a buffet type of thing, and they would give you a plate of a chicken dinner, and you were supposed to vote for that candidate in exchange for the meal. So they just openly, the politicians openly bribe people to vote for them. And this happens all throughout Central and South America. It's a widespread practice, and even in Mexico as well. It's widespread practice. It's part of the culture. So, of course, Democrats want these people to flood into the United States, because they will tend to vote for more socialist policies, i.e. more Democrats. That's it. And the Democrats, importantly, are willing to sacrifice this nation. They're willing to destroy America in order to win elections. Think about that for a minute. They're willing to destroy our country and overrun our borders and occupy our nation just so that they can win a few more elections before Mexico and La Raza take it over and proclaim that, you know, South Texas or whatever is now part of Mexico, which is exactly what they will do. They openly talk about that. They want to reclaim California and reclaim Arizona and reclaim Texas and New Mexico. They want to say it's part of Mexico. They want to take it over. You know, the place where I live in Texas used to be Mexico. By the way, you know, hundreds of years ago, used to be Mexico. Well, not even 200 years ago, less than that. Used to be Mexico. And they want it back. And of course, whatever they take back, they will turn into a Mexican kind of shithole like the one they live in now, which is called Mexico, which is, you have no Second Amendment rights, you have no First Amendment rights, society is run by drug cartels, all the politicians are either paid off or assassinated, the journalists are threatened into silence by the cartels. Human trafficking is rampant. Rape, murder, all rampant. Pedophilia, rampant. Drug running, everything. That's what they will do to America if they get the chance. And that's what Democrats want, because Democrats want poverty. Democrats want crisis. What Democrats hate is progress or peace or abundance, because they don't get anything out of that. They need poverty. They need people to be dependent on government. They need issues. They need racism, so they foment racism. They need these issues so they have something to run on, so they have a victim class to claim to protect. But what they're really doing is victimizing everybody, because they destroy everything they touch. But a final thought on this is, remember that Democrats, they never really run on what they plan to do. They don't tell you up front that they actually plan to dissolve America's borders, to overrun this country with illegals. They never tell you that's their plan. They never tell you their plan is to confiscate all guns from law-abiding citizens and roll out an authoritarian government police state run by Democrats. That's their actual plan, but they don't tell you that, you see. Just like right now, they don't tell you that they want no borders, that they want America to be overrun with illegal aliens, that they don't want America to be run by Americans anymore. Their real plan, though, is the complete invasion of this country. And as such, I'm starting to think that Democrats who support open borders should be declared enemy combatants of America. Think about it. They are enemies of this sovereign nation. They are actively working to overrun, to invade and occupy the United States of America. That is an act of war and treason. At what point do we start arresting these anti-American bureaucrats on the left who keep calling for open borders policies? They don't want any border security. They don't want America to exist as a sovereign nation. At what point do we arrest them? Because see, I think that day is coming. In fact, I'm calling for it. I think these people are enemy combatants. I think Governor Jerry Brown of California is a seditious traitor. I think he should be arrested and indicted. And I've said that before, and I'll keep saying it. And it's many others. But now they're going to be working, think about this, working with this new Mexican president, if the guy wins, to actively overthrow the United States of America with a massive immigration wave. And this guy says it's a human right for all the people of Mexico to just invade America. He says it's a human right. No, it isn't. I tell you what, we have the right to build a wall. We have the right to defend our borders. We have the right to use our military to defend our borders. And what I'm really hoping for is Donald Trump deploying the United States military to the border of the United States to stop this foreign enemy invasion. It is a military occupation agenda. And it's time we declared it what it actually is. It's not just innocent migrants and refugees who want a better life. No, this is an invasion to destroy a nation. This is like World War II. This is like Hitler trying to occupy France. And we have to be like the French Resistance. We have to resist the enemy that is trying to invade and take over and destroy our nation. And that enemy is this guy, like this Mexico president or would-be president, an enemy of the United States of America. Look, if you don't protect your borders, you don't have a country. We got to build a wall. We need to patrol the wall. And we need to deploy soldiers at the border to protect our nation. And we need to arrest, indict, and charge these anti-American open borders bureaucrats with treason. That's what needs to get done. Only then do we have a nation. Frankly, we need to get a lot more aggressive with defending our borders and not allowing ourselves to be overrun. And by the way, we need to pass national voter ID laws so that only American citizens can vote in America's elections. And we need to arrest and indict all those bureaucrats in California that are complicit in the massive voter fraud in California that has allowed illegal aliens to vote in California elections now for 20 years plus, and it's only getting worse. It's time to crack down on the invasion. It's time to defend our nation. It's time that we understood this is a military conquest by an invading foreign enemy. That's what it's time that we did. Only then can we defend our country. So check out a new website I've launched called openborders.news. And we've also got, of course, liberty.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, fighting for America. Yet again, fighting for Texas, fighting for my life and my land and my family and my community and my country. And I do not apologize for it. And it is time to start defending our borders with soldiers. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.